Blocker. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Could the U.S. economy's job creation be waning? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
On the heels of a disappointing government jobs report for March comes a report showing that companies have announced plans to cut 60,000 jobs, an increase of 39% from a year ago. That report's coming from the private firm Challenger Gray & Christmas, which says taken together, the jobs report and the cuts report could suggest that growth is slowing down. But a different view from analyst Danielle DiMartino Booth, especially when it comes to that March jobs report.
As bad as the headline number seemed, I mean, it was basically half of what expectations were, that really, if you combine February's blowout, 325,000, with March's 100,000 that was disappointing, you throw the two of them together, and it was an okay report.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, NASCAR and Monster Energy have signed an agreement that will extend the entitlement sponsorship through 2019. This is USA Radio News.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley says Russia's hands are covered in blood of Syrian children following Saturday's poison gas attack. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Ambassador Haley informed the UN Security Council that this was a defining moment.
We have reached the moment when the world must see justice done. History will record this as the moment when the Security Council either discharged its duty or demonstrated its utter and complete failure to protect the people of Syria. Either way, the United States will respond.
Ambassador Haley continued, the monster responsible for the chemical attack in Syria has no conscience. I'm John Clemens.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey said he will be deploying more National Guard troops to assist in border security operations. Ducey also shares some of the things that he believes need to be done to keep our border safe.
Well, we have about 379 miles of border here in Arizona. About two-thirds of it has a physical barrier somewhere on it.
Is it good enough, that physical barrier?
Well, it's not good enough. In many places, it's wide open and unprotected. That's why I think putting the National Guard down there in support of the Border Patrol is a good idea. But to secure the border, to stop these illegal drugs, to stop the human trafficking, we're going to need technology. We're going to need that physical barrier. Mm-hmm. We're going to need a wall in different places.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And for USA Radio News, my name is Kim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. Folks, I'm a proud supporter of United American Patriots. They support our brave troops who, for wildly inappropriate reasons, have been jailed for murder by our military because they shot the enemy. That sounds crazy, but it's true. If you find this beyond belief as I did, check their website, unitedpatriots.org. Well, here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to start by discussing Project Pelican, a Russian penetration into our nation's security. You're not going to believe it, but it's true. Then we're going to talk self-defense with former Navy SEAL Jesse Barnett. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to meet Mary Fanning. When she first told me about Project Pelican, I was pretty sure that she was either a phony or an exaggerator. And boy, was I wrong. Our nation has granted Russia the ability to attack us from within our own nation. I guess I'd better let her tell the story because she's got all her facts together. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Mary.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Mary, tell us your story. Start with your background. How did you get interested in national defense?
As the Obama administration came into power and things were changing, I put together something called the Coalition of Concerned Citizens. That was with General Paul Vallely, a wonderful patriot that stands up for this country.
He sure does.
And I started to know some of our best patriots in the country, and they were our retired military leaders. And so General Thomas McInerney and many others, but also people from think tanks and those that had retired from government, from the CIA analysts, that were real patriots. Understand that our government had been purged of the real patriot class, as our military had been. So we're watching these purges, and what really caught my attention was when we heard about the journalist. So the journalists were a group of journalists who were bringing news to the American people, although it was the news with a twist. It wasn't the truth, as the Obama administration wanted the American people to understand it as they were redistributing and changing America. And so I put together this coalition, and the first thing we did was the Qatar Awareness Program. As we understood that the Muslim Brotherhood, their home is in Qatar. And
yes,
we were seeing the infiltration of all of our agencies, the FBI, the CIA, government. And so we started putting out papers, position papers, and Frank Gaffney and Charles Ortel and Alan West and General Vallely and many others were the signatories to this. And so we worked in concert, and we carried the information on at online news sites, because the mainstream media refuses to go anywhere near this. And so that was very successful. Our next project was the Betrayal Papers. You can find these at my site, theamericanreport.org. The Betrayal Papers explained who the Muslim Brotherhood was, their history, and it was just a learning experience for the American public who, you know, this is not what Americans are used to understanding, and they needed to understand the infiltration and how it was taking place. And then it was also defining Barack Obama the only way we knew how, and that was via his associations. And that created quite a stir, and people began to understand more as things were outlined for them. And so that just led to a natural people getting in touch with us when Port Canaveral, Florida, which is a critical military infrastructure, was being turned over to a UAE company. Now, most Americans remember the Dubai port tool debacle, right? So here, without our knowledge, until really Larry Elders and Michael Savage started talking about it on the radio, that our ports, six ports, were being turned over to the UAE, and it sort of had slid past the CFIUS process. And the American people, when they found out, they were pretty disturbed about it. Congress held hearings. They walked back the deal. You don't hand over your ports like you don't hand over your border, right?
No, that's very true. And just for clarification, the UAE is the United Arab Emirates, which is a small country in the Middle East on the Persian Gulf. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing an existing Russian penetration of our nation's borders with Mary Fleming. So by turning over control of a port to a country who, on their best, is radical Islamist, even though they have a happy face and pretend to like us, isn't very wise defense-wise, is it?
Not at all. But when we looked at it, it was not just the UAE. Let me step back. When Congress vetted the Dubai Portugal deal, they noted that the UAE is a place where people can come and buy and sell things without much notice. And that included nuclear weapons materials and materials to make a nuclear weapon. And so Duncan Hunter covered that thoroughly. Frank Gaffney testified. Dr. Joseph King testified. He's one of our foremost authorities on port security. He was in charge of New York after 9/11 to keep nuclear weapons out of this country. What we found after the deal went through, so the deal went through at Port Canaveral without the benefit. They bypassed the National Security Threat Analysis, the CFIUS process, and handed this company, Gulftainer, the cargo container operations at Port Canaveral. Why is that important? Well, for a couple of reasons. The Jaffer family are an Iraqi family. They are Saddam loyalists. Dr. Jafar Dia Jafar was Saddam Hussein's nuclear mastermind, who created something known as Beach Ball, which is a miniaturized nuclear weapon. He had worked with North Korea for a delivery system. In fact, North Korea was building plants in Iraq as we invaded in Operation Iraqi Freedom. It's important to understand Dr. Jaffer Dia Jaffer was not just Saddam's nuclear mastermind. He was on Central Command's blacklist. That means he's a legitimate military target for capture or kill. Now imagine giving a enemy combatant a 35-year lease without a national security review to container operations at Port Canaveral. But wait, it gets worse. Dr. Jaffer and Gulftainer went into a joint venture with Rostec. Understand, Russia, their economy is based on two things, weapons and oil. So Rostec is a state-owned company. They wholly own something called Rosoboron Export. The Jaffers are in a joint venture with them, their company Gulftainer. That means they're in a joint venture for the exporting of the Club K. Why does that matter? The Club K appears to be a standard intermodal cargo container. You know, people see them go by on trains, on flatbeds, on ships. But this particular is weaponized. It's a Trojan horse. The cargo container opens, a caliber missile, which has got either a nuclear, biological, chemical, or EMP warhead, or just a standard payload. But one caliber missile without nuclear and thing will take down an aircraft carrier or take out a city. So the fact that the Gulftainer and the Jaffars are in a joint venture with a Russian weapon system that delivers the Club K cargo container while they are then holding the cargo container operations at Port Canaveral right beside our nuclear Trident submarines, well, I dare say that any American would know that that's really a terribly dangerous thing and a violation of any national security. Understand that the Jaffers are designated that they may not have any operations in the United States because of their history with WMD. That is spelled out very clearly under the CFIUS laws. And the CFIUS laws were rewritten in 2007 after the Dubai Portugal deal was exposed.
So Project Pelican is what you're describing. It is the taking over of our ports by companies with alliances with other countries that are hostile to the United States, and with the very easy ability, without being detected, to bring major weapons into the United States. Is that a fair summary to where we are right now?
Well, yes, but it's even worse.
And we'll cover that when we come back. So that's where we are now, folks, but there's a lot more to cover on Project Pelican, and I'm afraid what you're about to hear is even worse. So Mary will stay with us, and we'll be right back. Now, this is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position for the push-up is called the front-leaning rest. So get into the front-leaning rest position and think patriotic thoughts and stay there till we return. I want you to lean in mean. Imagine being a U.S. combat soldier or Marine facing the enemy, doing your job fighting the enemy, and then being falsely accused of committing a war crime by our government. This sounds crazy, but during the last 10 years, this has happened too many times. United American Patriots support these wrongfully jailed American heroes by providing civilian attorneys at no cost to the accused or his family. Check unitedpatriots.org.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your home defense tip of the week. A man in Florida thought it was a good idea to show his pistol to a friend while inside his church. He fired the gun without intending to, and both he and his wife were taken to the hospital with wounds to the hand and the stomach. Sometimes people think carrying a gun is a cool novelty, but guard against this temptation. Only draw your firearm when you need to for self-defense. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are more bullish than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead, and optimistic about their long-term future. According to the 2018 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 37% plan to hire in 2018, and 71% expect revenue increases. Additionally, over three-quarters of Hispanic business owners plan to grow their business in the next 5 years, and nearly 9 out of 10 believe the business environment for Hispanic entrepreneurs will strengthen in the next decade. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive, discusses the findings.
One of the fastest-growing segments of the small business sector, Hispanic entrepreneurs expect economic growth, higher revenue, and increased hiring in 2018. This overwhelming optimism extends beyond this year, as Hispanic business owners are anticipating a stronger business climate that will help them grow and flourish over the next decade.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Mary Fleming about Project Pelican, an effort that has given Russia control over one of our largest ports and in the process of opening other ports to Russia or Russian allies. Mary, it's true that they're seeking access to other ports, aren't they? And it's getting worse, not better.
On Friday, the Port of Wilmington, Delaware, will vote to hand over not just the cargo container operations, but the entire Port of Wilmington to Gulf Tainer and the Jaffars. So when they talk about the Russia story and Donald Trump, that is just so much bunk, because the Jaffars are in three joint ventures with the Russians and weapons companies, including Uranium One. And they are now being handed in a 50-year lease, the Port of Wilmington, Delaware, the entire port for 50 years for $580 million, which is chicken feed for your national security.
That's outrageous. That's not even a lot of money to compensate for what could have been made. I mean, that's like it's being given away as a gift, isn't it?
Handing over the port of Wilmington, Delaware, the Obama administration came out 3 weeks after they handed over Canaveral and announced TARP monies, transportation state-funded taxpayer monies, to go into the port of Wilmington. And now they're handing Port of Wilmington. So this has been in operation for several years. And the vote is on Friday in Delaware. And people, if they're not calling, you know, don't complain when we have a nuke go off or God knows what happens in this country if you don't pick up the phone and call every official, congressman, the White House that you can. Because handing off the Port of Wilmington, understand it's on the Delaware River. If something happens there, that takes out Philadelphia, Wilmington, Washington, D.C. But also, it's 16 miles as a crow flies from a nuclear power plant, Salem Nuclear Power Plant. The idea that we would be handing over our ports in a 50-year lease is mind-boggling.
That's a gentle way of putting it. Folks, this is because we aren't paying attention. It's also because there have been some people with not the best wishes of the United States involved in working in Washington. I think that's something that would fall into the category of the swamp that we've heard talks about. But the issue is not, how did this happen? The question now is, what do we do? And Mary's talking about that. But Mary, review the bid one more time. What is happening? What do we know that is happening, will have happened by the end of this weekend unless something stops it? And again, what can we do about it? It's our country. We're a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. It's our government. If it does things we don't want, it's our fault because we're supposed to be in control of them, right?
Right. They work for us. But if you don't stand up and demand that things take place the way they should in your country, then don't expect that they will. Washington, D.C. is overwhelmed. So much is broken after the last 8 years, maybe the last 16 years, maybe the last, 24. They've also just dismantled the EMP commission. So our top scientists that were working to make sure that we did not get hit by an EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack, the commission's been dismantled.
Mary, describe an EMP attack.
An EMP attack is where they will put up a nuclear weapon up into the atmosphere. And so you've been watching, Iran has been practicing off of barges, just shooting things up as high as they can. And the missiles that North Korea has been working on is also, and we're quite sure that they have the ability to put off an EMP. They also own the satellites that can manage these Club K cargo container units that carry nuclear biological EMP. If an electromagnetic pulse goes off, it will disable our entire electric grid. It will take down our electric grid. So people understand what professionals that understand, particularly Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. If we have an EMP attack and it takes down our entire grid, 90% of the country will be gone in 1 year.
So when that single nuclear device goes off up so high up that even if you're under it, you can't see it, what it does is it fries every electrical receiver on the ground or on satellites. So when you push the button to open your car door, there's an electrical receiver. That's fried. Your cell phone is fried. Your computer is fried. Imagine America like that. That's what we're talking about, right, Mary?
That's exactly. It's going back to the dark ages, but every hospital will be out of business. Every pump machine or surgical unit, nothing will work.
And this is one EMP or maybe two to cover our entire country.
That's right.
And any one of these cargo containers, of which there must be hundreds or even thousands in the United States now, could have within it, because we don't know, and the current enforcement doesn't involve checking any of them, any one of them could have one of those devices ready to go off, and it'd be set off by satellite, right? It doesn't take somebody pushing a button on the side of the container. Am I right?
That is correct. Until they're activated, you can't even detect them. And so General Paul Vallely wrote about that, in fact. And when the Club K was created and announced in 2014, 2015, it was within a couple months of handing over Port Canaveral. Also, at that time, though Congress had mandated that 100% of cargo containers must be inspected, Jay Johnson and the Obama administration took that down to 2%. So even though 100% was mandated by Congress, they said, well, just 2%. Well, Dr. Joseph King, the foremost authority on nukes coming into this country, said that 1/10 of 1% of cargo containers are inspected. It's minutia. Very few are inspected. So who knows what's coming into this country?
And here's a key thing, folks. We're supposed to be a nation of law. When Congress passes a law and the government doesn't obey that law, they don't have that option. They don't have that option. They're just breaking the law, and we're letting them get away with it. When we have a law saying you've got to stop illegal immigration, you'd think the government would do that. Our government is breaking the law, and we need to return to be a nation of laws. But first, we got to survive. And this Project Pelican, which is involving turning over our ports, is beyond dangerous and beyond urgent. We really do need to be contacting our congressmen and senators, asking them, what's going on? Why aren't we inspecting containers? Why are we turning over ports to countries that are not friendly to the United States? We need to rattle their cages, and if we don't do it, nobody else will. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? Mary, we've got a minute. Wrap it up for us.
Well, stand up, America. This is your country. Take it back. They're bringing nuclear terrorists into our ports. They are signing over our ports. Understand that the same UAE now owns every single port in Great Britain. Look at what's happening in Great Britain. So if you want to live where there is no freedom and is no constitution, continue to sit there and watch it. Otherwise, get busy and start dialing and make yourselves heard.
That says it. Mary, if people want to get in touch with you, learn more about this, stay up to date, how can they do that?
If they want to learn about this, go to the centerforsecuritypolicy.org. Read the real Russia story. Read my body of work, my partner, Alan Jones. So look for Mary Fanning and Alan Jones. Google that. You'll find it at the Center for Security Policy. If you can contact your representatives, but if you have information that you can help us, stop Port of Wilmington, Delaware. You know, I'm hoping that Washington understands that this is going to be sort of a Dr. Strangelove moment where they're all sitting on a nuclear weapon and it, for their own well-being, that they may stop this.
Mary, thank you for taking time to join us today. I suspect you're going to be back on this show fairly regularly as we keep everybody up to date on this. Folks, we have to stop it. Thank you, Mary, for taking time to join us today. Thank you for what you're doing. I'm proud to call you a friend. I look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed being with you.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk self-defense with SEAL Jesse Barnett. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops do 150 jumping jacks, then take a quick break and do 50 more, and stand at ease, but stay in the area.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is appearing before the Senate today. Now, that is scheduled to begin here within the next few minutes. But Chuck Grassley, he's a Republican senator from Iowa. Senator Grassley had a chance to sit down and chat with Zuckerberg yesterday. Now, Grassley also believes it's up to Facebook to educate consumers regarding privacy issues.
If the companies will do it themselves to make sure that people know about the restrictions that they have on privacy, and are they going, once they have good rules, are they going to abide by those rules? Because quite frankly, they presumed they had those rules, but they didn't enforce them.
President Donald Trump canceled his travel plans this week to South America, choosing to stay in the United States to manage the U.S. response to Syria's apparent chemical weapons attack on civilians. The president canceled the trip at the urging of National Security Advisor John Bolton. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions, troops. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or do it on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who died while serving our nation, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. Honorandremember.org. It's a pleasure to welcome to Frontlines of Freedom former Navy SEAL Jesse Barnett. He's in the business of helping businesses, churches, schools, and private events protect themselves from predators. And wow, is that something that's critical for today, knowing how to do that. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Jesse.
Well, thank you very much, Dan.
Jesse, tell us about your time as a SEAL. Why did you join the Navy? How did you end up being a SEAL?
Oh, that's always a strange one. In high school, I didn't have a father. Went to school in the public schools, joined the wrestling team, and my wrestling coach happened to be in the Navy. That was in the 80s when the current rust belt started rusting, and the military was pretty much my only real option that I was aware of, at any rate. Back then, you didn't know about the SEAL teams, so I went in the Navy. And once I got in the Navy, I heard about it, and it appealed to every cell in my body to pursue that opportunity.
Well, you know, it's funny how things like that happen, that you didn't plan for it, you stumbled into it, and it just rang, and it worked. Is that a fair summary?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you got in. How long did you serve in the SEALs, and what were some of the things you did?
So in the beginning, like I said, I went to the regular Navy. You were required to be in the fleet. So I spent about 3.5 years, almost 4, in the fleet, and then I went into the actual SEAL teams in about 1990, and I was there for about 15 years.
Okay. And I suspect that means you deployed all over the place, and we probably shouldn't talk about most of them, right?
Yeah, I've been on every continent except Antarctica.
And are you really wanting to go there, or are you happy leaving that one off?
You know what? I would like to go to Antarctica, actually, during the warm season.
If there is one. Okay.
Right.
Jesse, your business is called the Poseidon Experience. What is it? Why did you call it that? What do you do?
Okay, so with my experience, I'm living in Indianapolis. A lot of people own handguns, and they want to use them for personal protection. A lot of folks are wanting me to train them. I'm using traditional live fire resources is not effective, and I had no desire to do that. I discovered simulation technology, which is much like golf simulation or airplane simulation, and it's far superior to live fire for establishing a foundation. What I mean by that is the average individual, when they go to the range and you have a target that's standing still in a well-lit environment with no stress, if you can't hit the X every time you pull that trigger, you don't know how to shoot. Once you can do that, you're at what I refer to as a level one. From there, we can begin
training and developing the skills associated for proper responses under stress. Make sense?
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. There's levels of using a firearm or any kind of a weapon. One is knowing how to use it. Two is knowing how to use it in a tactical situation. Three is knowing how to use it when you could get hurt. And four is knowing how to control yourself after you've hurt someone else. I mean, this is a progressive thing.
And making a good decision, right?
Yeah.
Understanding the stress that's associated, whether your loved ones are around. There's multiple zombies, I like to say. And what's behind them. What are the ramifications afterwards? I like to tell folks, you know, when you're considering using a handgun for protection, don't ever pull it unless it's worth going to jail or potentially dying, right? So that kind of puts it in perspective. From there, right, we naturally branched out into training, schools, churches, other organizations, a lot of team building, believe it or not, using this technology. And I've been able to impart the importance of the mindset, right? Being able to shoot straight is very important, but having a good mindset is as equal to, if not more important. So understanding what deadly force is, the triggers that lead up to use of force, like deadly force, situational awareness, all these factors, it's a lot of training. You know, the average person needs at least 40 hours in a simulator. Shooting on a simulator is like 4 hours on a range. So, you know, you can do the math and you understand how much training it takes. It's just like learning how to play golf. You know, the average folk wouldn't go to the driving range, you know, sit there 6-7 hours a day for a week and then think they're ready for a PGA tour. But somehow, you know, we go to the live fire range a couple times a month and believe we're ready for a life and death situation. And I would really like to change that paradigm or create awareness that there are, you know, resources and methods of truly being prepared.
Well, yeah. And besides that, once you develop the skill like golf, it's very perishable. And the fact that you got there once doesn't mean you're going to be there a week or a month and certainly not a year later. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing staying safe with former SEAL Jesse Barnett. Okay, Jesse, so you're selling that concept of understanding what you've got to do, and then you're helping people do the kind of training that will get them to where they can evaluate, survive, and go through a real threat if they ever face one. We hope you never do, but you better be ready, right?
Right. So, for instance, if you're driving in your car and somebody hits you and knocks you off a bridge into the water with your entire family in the car, that's not the moment to think about the procedures necessary to escape that car, right?
Right.
That's something you should have thought about ahead of time. The same thing with using a firearm. And I know most people really, they try. They really give it a good effort. I indicated in the beginning, the traditional methods of live fire training and the traditional training available is nowhere near sufficient in my observation. I had the great fortune going through SEAL training for all those years and having the resources available to make us prepared. When we went through training, missed rounds weren't acceptable. Right, but we had the resources to do it again, and we hammered in that process of, you know, missing is not an option. Well, most civilians, law enforcement, and regular military don't have that opportunity. But unfortunately, a lot of people have come to accept that standard as acceptable, right? And again, I hope to create an awareness on folks that, you know, with that right comes great responsibility. This technology and the resources aren't readily available everywhere. I'm hoping to impress upon folks in the leadership roles that there are solutions and that they should actively seek them out to preserve our right to own firearms.
Well, yes, because certainly with those rights come responsibility. And if you're going to use a firearm, just like if you're going to drive a vehicle, you'd have to know how to do it safely or you are a danger to society. So our theme on this show is get armed and trained. And you're making the point that trained doesn't just mean knowing how to point it and make it go bang. We've got about a minute left, Jesse. What would you like to wrap this up with?
We really covered it pretty well. But, yeah, with all these discussions about school safety, et cetera, there's a lot of rushes to decisions and solutions. I think we should sit back and look at it. The way I teach schools
is to prepare for active shooters, for instance, is not about using firearms, but about preparing the entire staff and even some of the students in the high school environment how to be ready and how to work as a team and enabling them to make decisions and then going through proper drills. So traditional fire drills, you know, they're sufficient for a fire drill or an earthquake drill. You know, you leave the classroom, you go to an area, everybody gets in line and moves. That's not the case with an active shooter. The people that are in charge or making decisions have to know their options. They have to have the confidence of making decisions, and they have to make them quickly. The decision to use violence isn't an easy one. You have to come to terms with that ahead of time. And most people don't address that, and they don't know how to address it. And that's what we do.
Jesse, before I let you go, how can people contact you, get in touch with your business, get advice from you, whatever?
Sure.
How do we contact you?
And our website is www.PoseidonExperience.com. And I'm always happy to answer questions and send information.
Jesse, that's great. Thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation back here on active duty. And thank you for what you're doing for our nation right now. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Danny. And the same to you, sir.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. You should be up to 100 pounds by now. Do about 50 bench presses. I want you combat ready. Then stand at ease. Spartan Nash is committed to supporting our veterans as they transition out of the service back into the workforce. In fact, we were recently named as a certified veteran-friendly employer, emphasizing our commitment to hire, train, and retain those who served our country.
Learn how your skills and experience can be put to use at Spartan Nash and begin your civilian career with us.
Learn more at spartannash.com/careers.
Sliding around in sock feet is a pretty common activity in a Fisher house. You see, every year, thousands of kids stay here to be close to a wounded mommy or daddy receiving care at a military or VA medical center. It's a place where they can feel at home when they're not, and where kisses and hugs are only minutes away instead of time zones, which, for a kid with a soldier as a parent, is an unfamiliar luxury. To learn more about the Fisher House Foundation and how you can help, go to fisherhouse.org today.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Hey, do send your thoughts to me at Denny at frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Hey, Skip, what's first?
Mary from Ohio said she's heard there's a Democratic congressman who is calling for an armed revolt against our president. Is there any other indication of a revolution in our country? She sure hopes not.
Mary, as far as I know, that idiot in Congress is alone in advocating armed rebellion. Because our nation has so many people who have turned off their brains and just hate others, name-calling can morph into violence, you know. We're probably closer to it now than we've been in generations. And I see no indication of revolution. We are still, it appears, a constitutional republic.
Sean from Oklahoma really liked the discussion on the relationship between energy and national security. Why doesn't Congress see this?
Sean, I have no explanation. We the people can make them see it if enough of us contact our representatives regularly, demanding they look at and analyze the situation and get back to us. I encourage you to start a movement in that direction. Our country needs it. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, the other day while doing a little shooting at the range, I thought about shooting a pistol in Vietnam. I'd had little experience with a .45 caliber automatic pistol before arriving in country as a second lieutenant, and I quickly found one and carried it along with my rifle. The pistol was World War II vintage and was badly worn. It jammed so often I really didn't consider it reliable. When I'd loan it to a trooper who was going into a tunnel, I warned him often that it was only good for one shot. After my first Vietnam tour, I was assigned to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where I assumed command of an airborne rifle company, and my assigned weapon was, yeah, a .45 caliber pistol, and it might have been the same one that I'd left in Vietnam. It rattled when I fired it because the parts were so worn. Then the division was ordered to deploy to Vietnam, so we all had to qualify with our weapons. For the life of me, I couldn't hit all those bullseyes with my old rattly weapon. When qualifying with a rifle, the shooter shot at a silhouette. With a pistol, it was a bullseye target. After about 100 tries, I finally barely qualified. I deployed with my company to Vietnam wearing that old pistol, but I considered myself to be unarmed. That's why I've owned only revolvers, well, until last year when I gave in and bought a Glock. I do like my Glock.
But Colonel, the original 45 semi-automatic pistol that you were shooting in Vietnam was developed in 1911. That's why they call it a Model 1911.
Yeah.
Maybe you got the original prototype.
Or maybe it fought all the way through World War II and should have been retired. But that was interesting. Anyway, time for military history. Lead out, Skip.
On April 10, 1778, Commander John Paul Jones and his crew of 140 men aboard the USS Ranger set sail from the naval port of Brest, France, and headed toward the Irish Sea to begin raids on British warships. This was the first mission of its kind during the Revolutionary War. After departing from Brest, Jones successfully executed raids on two forts in England's Whitehaven Harbor, despite a disgruntled crew more interested in gain than honor. Jones then continued to his home territory in Scotland, where he intended to abduct the Earl of Selkirk and then exchange him for American sailors held captive by Britain. Although he did not find the Earl at home, Jones' crew was able to steal all his silver, including his wife's teapot, still containing her breakfast tea. From Scotland, Jones sailed across the Irish Sea to Carrickfergus, where the Ranger captured the HMS Drake after delivering fatal wounds to the British ship's captain and lieutenant. In September 1779, Jones fought one of the fiercest battles in naval history when he led the USS Baumholm Richard frigate, named for Benjamin Franklin, in an engagement with a 50-gun British warship HMS Serapis. After the Baumholm Richard was struck, it began taking on water and caught fire. When the British captain of the Serapis ordered Jones to surrender, he famously replied, "I have not yet begun to fight." A few hours later, the captain and crew of the Serapis admitted defeat, and Jones took command of the British ship. One of the greatest naval commanders in history, Jones is remembered as a father of the American Navy, along with fellow Revolutionary War hero Commodore John Barry.
I love the fact that their ship was the Ranger.
Yeah, I bet you do, Colonel.
On 12 April 1861, the bloodiest 4 years in American history began when Confederate shore batteries under General Beauregard opened fire on the Union-held Fort Sumter in South Carolina's Charleston Bay. During the next 34 hours, 50 Confederate guns and mortars launched more than 4,000 rounds at the poorly supplied fort. On April 13th, U.S. Major Robert Anderson surrendered the fort. 2 days later, President Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation calling for 75,000 volunteer soldiers to quell the Southern insurrection.
And 75,000 wasn't quite enough, was it, Colonel?
No.
On 9 April 1865 at Appomattox, Virginia, Confederate General Robert Lee surrendered his 28,000 troops to Union General Ulysses Grant, effectively ending the American Civil War. forced to abandon the Confederate capital of Richmond, blocked from joining the surviving Confederate force in North Carolina, and harassed constantly by Union cavalry, Lee had no other option.
He was a great general, and a good sign of a good leader is knowing when to stop.
Yes.
On 9 April 1942, Major General Edward King, Jr. surrendered at Bataan, Philippines, against General Douglas MacArthur's orders, and 78,000 troops, 66,000 Filipinos and 12,000 Americans, the largest contingent of U.S. soldiers ever to surrender, were taken captive by the Japanese. The prisoners were at once led 55 miles from Mariveles on the southern end of the Bataan Peninsula to San Fernando on what became known as the Bataan Death March. At least 600 Americans and 5,000 Filipinos died because of the extreme brutality of their captors, who starved, beat, and kicked them on the way. Those who became too weak to walk were bayoneted. Those who survived were taken by rail from San Fernando to POW camps, where another 16,000 Filipinos and at least 1,000 Americans died from disease, maltreatment, and starvation. After the war, the International Military Tribunal, established by MacArthur, tried Lieutenant General Masharu, commander of the Japanese invasion forces in the Philippines. He was held responsible for the death march, a war crime, and was executed by firing squad on April 3, 1946. And that's military history for today. Skip, it's Armed America Report time. What do we have today?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
A loose dog on a downtown Roanoke street attacked two people Thursday morning before a bystander shot it with a handgun. Two people were taken to the hospital in ambulances for treatment, but the names and conditions were not available. The dog was taken from the scene with two gunshot wounds to Angels of Assisi, where it was euthanized, Roanoke Police Captain Chester Smith said. The dog's owner, who lives in an apartment in the same area where the attack happened, said the dog got out when he opened the door, Smith said. The owner has not been charged at this time. The incident is still under investigation.
Thanks, Colonel. Dog attacks are a growing concern across America as canine populations rise and some pet owners become less and less responsible. I highly recommend everyone form a plan to thwart dog attacks in the unlikely event that they occur. The person in this week's story used a handgun, and it was quite effective. However, there are concerns with shooting dogs, especially in highly populated areas like parks and playgrounds or city sidewalks where these attacks tend to occur. First, you need to be concerned about collateral damage. Dogs move around and they move fast. That makes them a difficult target to hit with a handgun, especially while you're under stress. It is reasonable to assume that if the dog is attacking, that a human could be struck by the bullet as well, harmed, and even killed. That defeats the purpose of drawing your firearm in the first place. So, if you have to draw your firearm to shoot a vicious attacking dog, follow the safety rule that states, know your target and what is beyond. Use good judgment, maneuver yourself into a position where no one will be struck by the bullet should you miss or have a pass-through shot. Second, know the laws of your jurisdiction as they vary from state to state. It may not be legal for you to use deadly force against an animal, even if it's attacking a human. And third, consider carrying some form of pepper spray. In almost all cases, pepper spray will drive away the dog and you won't have to shoot them. This also ensures that no one is accidentally hit with bullets. My personal favorite is Saber Red Pepper Gel. The gel hits and sticks and is less likely to blow back into your own face. For $15.95, it's an excellent self-defense tool for use against dogs as well as human predators.
Thank you, Skip. Our movie this month is Beneath the Same Sky. Please go to the Front Lines of Freedom website and then go to the blog and get the link. You can watch it for free. We'll review it at the end of the month, and we want your input. Troops, remember the honorable combat soldiers who were jailed for murder for killing our enemies in combat. Pray for them and write your Congress critters. Check UnitedPatriots.org. Our book giveaway this week is one of my books, The Smiling Ranger. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put The Smiling Ranger in the subject line. Next week on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll hear about an Army First Sergeant in prison for murder. Why? Yeah, killing enemies in combat. Attorney John Maher will share the story. We'll also learn about Gold Star Mothers, the Mighty Oaks Foundation, and this is really cool, Games to Grunts.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Front Lines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6060 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6060. Avant.com, code 6060.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is determined to punish Syrian President Bashar Assad for the latest use of chemical weapons in the country's ongoing civil war. That's at least according to one top American diplomat. Former Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman joined Fox News to talk about his reaction to the attack and where he believes former President Obama went wrong in dealing with Syria.
Just outrage, horror. I mean, Assad, frankly, is what the president called him. He's an animal. He's a brutal dictator, and his response to his own people asking for more freedom and opportunity was to start killing them, including with gas. So I think one of the big mistakes President Obama made was drawing that red line, if Assad uses gas, we'll respond. He used gas, and we didn't do anything.
And moments ago, President Donald Trump welcomed the Emir of Qatar to the White House, where they pledged to fight terrorism and the funding of terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Arizona
ad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Mexican officials may be going to the United Nations to stop illegal immigrants in their country from being sent back. Here's more from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Mexico says it won't accept any non-Mexicans deported from the U.S. Mexico's foreign minister also says his country will fight mass deportation.